In the Gospel of Matthew 11, there is a very interesting situation. John the Baptist had been put in prison because of his preaching. While in prison, in verse 3 of Matthew 11, it says that John the Baptist, quote, sent his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" Now, I find that question of John the Baptist very intriguing and initially puzzling for the following reasons. First of all, John the Baptist is the one who baptized Jesus. Secondly, John the Baptist witnessed the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on Jesus. Thirdly, John the Baptist was present when a voice from heaven said, quote, "This is my Son, with whom I am well pleased." Friends, John the Baptist was an eyewitness to all of these miraculous events. Yet it appears that John the Baptist was, at that particular time, having second thoughts about who Jesus was. Why else would he send his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the one? Or do we need to look for someone else?" Was John the Baptist having doubts about who Jesus was? It appears that he certainly was. But why? Let us remember a few things about John the Baptist. John the Baptist had had a very successful ministry before Jesus came along with his ministry. John the Baptist was, quote, paving the way, if you will, announcing that Jesus was the Messiah. But now, John the Baptist found himself in a precarious situation. He was in prison. He was in prison awaiting execution. And that execution finally came in Matthew 14. And in the midst of that terrible situation, John the Baptist wanted reassurance that Jesus was who he said he was. Now, we can't fault John the Baptist for that. Because, brethren, don't we all, as followers of Jesus, at times wrestle with doubts? Have you ever found yourself in an awful situation and in a moment of honesty cried out, or at least had the thought, "Jesus, are you really there?" If you have, take heart. John the Baptist did too. And if the spiritual giant, John the Baptist, could feel that way, brethren, certainly we do not need to beat ourselves up over it. Remember, Jesus always loves you. Jesus is willing to listen to any doubts you may have, and he won't hold it against you. Let us ask Jesus to relieve our doubts. Amen.